We'll wrap up the show as we always do with these post-game episodes with like it, love it, leave it. And I'm going to be honest, I kind of wanted to change this to like some version where we have two negative things that we want to leave behind, because I'm going to give you multiple negative things that I want to leave behind. And it was a lot harder to find things that I liked about this game. But what I will say on the like it front, I liked the fact that you had a Will Howard drive. And I understand, like, the interception was bad. That interception he threw was absolutely putrid, inexcusable in the grand scheme of things. And it was a bad play for him. And I've been one of the more critical people when it comes to Will Howard. But I actually thought, like, overall, he played a solid game today aside from the pick. He was 13 to 16, didn't throw the ball a ton, but the offense was struggling, obviously. So they weren't moving up and down the field a lot. 221 yards, the three touchdown passes, and just the one interception. Like, I thought he played a good game overall and continued to cement himself as, like, something we can believe in moving forward as a reason why this team maybe does have a shot at winning a national championship. But again, it feels like a long shot at this point. But I'll tell you this, like, Nebraska goes down and scores that touchdown to take the lead early fourth quarter with 10:47 to go in the fourth. And at this point, we're all panicked, right? We're like, oh no, this game, like, Ohio State might be screwed here. They're going to lose this game. They played with their food this entire game, and now they're going to blow it. And so the response for the offense to come out, understanding, like, there were some pressing moments in that game. Like, the pressure was 100% on them. And everyone was looking at Will Howard to kind of be the guy, the catalyst to lead this thing, because that's what happens when you're a starting quarterback. And for him to lead an eight-play, 75-yard drive over the course of a four minutes and 43 seconds and get the lead back as quickly as he did, and the lead that ended up being your final score, 21-17, that, again, was a moment of poise and a reminder that, like, we can believe in Will Howard. There's not a ton we can feel good about with this offense right now with the offensive line issues, and obviously we feel good about the receivers and the running backs, that the offensive line could be better. But I like, he cemented, he reaffirmed for me, and I'm sure many of you, that he can be that quarterback that in those tense moments is going to deliver for you. And so I appreciated that. That's going to be my like it. My love it, I can't possibly go a show, especially a post show, without mentioning his name, Jeremiah Smith. Three more catches today, 70 yards in the big touchdown, the 60-yard touchdown pass that he caught. Continues to just show that at his age, he's just a freak of nature. People can't guard him. People can't play with him. He's just smoking guys in the secondary for wide open touchdowns and making plays. And he continues to just, like, absolutely annihilate all these freshman records for Ohio State that Chris Carter largely holds. And he continues to be impressive. He scored in all seven of his first games as a freshman. And he's the first freshman wide receiver with a touchdown in all seven of his first games since Sidney Rice did it in 2005. Like, he is doing historic stuff. I appreciate his greatness. I'm glad he's on this team. And I just hope that Ohio State doesn't lose him this offseason when they lose to Penn State and their season goes up in flames. I'm sorry. I shouldn't be putting that bad juju out there. But you guys should know me by you. If any of the loyal listeners out there should know me by now, I like to set the bar low when it comes to some of the Ohio State is one of the two teams in my fandom that I am, like, the most passionate about when it comes to being a fan. I've had to sort of beat the fan out of myself with other teams because I cover them for a living. But, like, this, like, Ohio State is, by and large, like, a team that my emotions shift as that team wins or loses. It's a problem. It is. It's unhealthy. I know. But, like, because of that, I largely set myself up for failure. And then if my team succeeds, then I'm pleasantly surprised. But the funny thing with Ohio State is I usually don't have to do that because you can always almost have confidence that they're going to be good. And today was just thoroughly disappointing, where now I'm starting to just, like, set myself up for the pain that's coming maybe as soon as next week. We'll see. We get you out of here with our leave it from this game. I'm giving you two things, but there's probably like 70 things that I could have added to this list. And number one was Zen Mikalski. I talked about him already during this episode, but, like, dude, they can't possibly put him back out there next week against a good Penn State team and tell me that he's going to be the starting left tackle. I don't know how serious the injury is. I didn't see what Ryan Day said after the game. It didn't seem like it was something that was going to be season-ending necessarily, but maybe it will be. I don't know. But they can't possibly put him back out there and expect that he's going to like be some catalyst for productive offensive football. I hope whatever they come up with, it's better than him. Whether it's Donovan Jackson bumping outside and you keep Luke Montgomery with the starting unit, they got to do something different because it cannot be Zen Milkowski. And then, yeah, I don't know where you leave him. Maybe the closest bus stop out of town, but you got to leave him somewhere. And then I'm going to go back to the Ari Wasserman tweet. Throwing the football on fourth and short. Nothing says you can't run the football and that you're not a very physical team and that you have offensive line problems, quite like having to run pass plays out of shotgun, nonetheless, on fourth and one. Fourth and less than one, mind you. And you have a quarterback, by the way, like Will Howard is a bigger quarterback. Like he should be able to QB sneak it. Just line him up right behind Seth McLaughlin and let him fire away. But that shows you how much faith Ryan Day has in his offensive line right now. And it's not very much. And he kind of dodged that question after the game where he was like, yeah, you know, we got some things to work on the offensive line. But the defense was great. He tried to end his answer with the you know, put lipstick on the pig, how I started the show with the positive, and I ended with a whole lot of negative. He did the opposite because he knew his offensive line is putrid right now, and it's an absolute joke. Again, I don't know how they haven't addressed that problem and gotten more depth there and emphasized recruiting those types of players, the players that you need to win in this sport up front. But my goodness, they have a massive problem on their hands. All right, guys, what is your like it, love it, and leave it from this game? I know it might be hard to find some things for the first two. So if you just agree with mine, that's totally fine. But you can let us know in the comments section at the 92.3 The Fan YouTube channel or on X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it, at Spencito _. I appreciate your commentary as always. And we are grateful for those of you who get involved in the show, participate in the show through the comments or just tune in and listen each and every single week. I will be back with a fresh episode previewing the game that will decide this pivotal game that will decide the fate of the Ohio State Buckeyes in 2024 against Penn State. We'll see if I have a guest. I will be working on that over the next 24 to 48 hours to see if I can land a guest for that episode. I would really like a guest. And so we can, you know, really dive into and preview this matchup in the right way. But we'll see what we can do. I'm hoping for Tuesday to drop that episode or at least record that episode. Maybe it'll drop Wednesday. Either or, stay tuned for that because we'll have you covered with more Ohio State content as the season rolls on. Ugly loss today. Chance to bounce back next week, but I'm not feeling very good about it. Appreciate you guys. And as always, follow along at the 92.3 Fan YouTube channel, Odyssey, Apple, Spotify. Did I mention Apple? Wherever you get your podcast, you can find Sons of the Shoe there. And we'll be back with another episode, multiple episodes, next week as the season rolls on. As always, go Bucks.